Blog Talk Radio.
Sessions with your humble host Van Meadows, aka Poetic, and the one, the only Paul Cram, the King. What's good with you, brother?
What's good? What's good, man? How everybody doing today?
Doing pretty good, man. Hope everyone else is doing good too. Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online, the dial-in number for you to dial in and get in this Cram Sessions is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, go ahead and press 1. If you are already here and you have not done so, and you desire to bless the mic with us tonight, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Let's give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO, the one, the only author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, y'all. He's not only the CEO of this fine network, but he is also the CEO of Raw Links. Hit the brother up, get you some Raw Links, or just tell him thank you for Epiphany Radio. After all, we're here for you. Paul Cram, what we got going on tonight, my brother?
Oh, man, we got a hot, hot show tonight, man. So tonight we're going to have our very special feature tonight, a real good friend of mine, real dope artist by the name of Souls Inkin, hailing out of Muskegee, Oklahoma. There's a, man, he's been writing since he was 15. He got real deep into it by the time he turned 22, and he's been on a lyrical tirade ever since. I've heard this brother spit a few times, man, and just, he instantly hit my top 10. So we're definitely going to have him tonight. We also have two underground artists who are trying to make a name for themselves, real dope artists from Pineville, Louisiana, by the name of Seth May Chico and Jay Smooth, representing Lockjaw ENT. So we in for a real hot show tonight, man. Then we got you, the legendary band, on the mic with us, making sure the ones and twos go great so this show can't do nothing but be great.
Absolutely. Likewise, my brother, I'm looking forward to tonight, man. It's a great night for poetry. Man, if y'all missed last night's King and Queen Quarters, man, y'all gonna have to check out that archive, check out that replay. And when you come here to Epiphany Radio, man, you are heard around the world. Many different platforms, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, YouTube. Man, listen, Epiphany Radio is everywhere. We're all over the place. So, man, you ready to bring in your feature, bro? We ready to bring the man of the hour on the mic tonight?
Most definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's welcome to the mic, Souls Inkin. What's good with you, brother? Welcome.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Hey, what's good, y'all? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Hey, what's up, bro?
All right, what's good, Paul Cram? What's good, man? Hey, first of all, I want to give honor to the Most High Yahuwah, the Son Yahshua Mashiach. I want to say thank you for the gifts that I was given to bless the people, to lead the people, and to do what I do. Without Him, I wouldn't be able to do any of this. I wouldn't be able to do any of this. But
yes, sir.
That being said, Paul Cram, I have been a fan of yours since I don't even know how we contacted each other, but I heard his album and I lost it. I was like, I gotta know this dude. So thank you for allowing me to be in the space. One correction, I'm from Muskogee, Oklahoma.
What I said?
You said Muskegee. Everybody say it. I ain't tripping. Everybody say it. I'm sitting out. What's up?
We gonna blame it on my country dialect.
Oh no, you good. Everybody say it. Literally. I can probably count on one hand throughout my entire life how many people who ain't from here said it correctly. And they said it with a question mark. Muskogee? I'm like, yeah, you got it right. I'm sitting outside my office, my favorite office, and I'd rather be in it than outside of it, but, I wouldn't be able to hear, or you guys wouldn't be able to hear me in there talking about my lowrider.
Nice.
Well, we're definitely going to have a hot show tonight, man. We already got some people on the lines. They're going to be waiting to come in. I'm sure they probably going to have a few questions for you. But I do want to ask you a couple questions if you don't mind, man. And one question that I'm definitely going to make a staple of the show, kind of cliche, but it's a legit question. I would like to know, as far as Souls Inkin go, what inspired you to start writing poetry?
In the beginning, heartbreak. It was heartbreak.
Okay.
And it was largely to feeling like I wasn't good enough. And then when I say that, it was like, you know, I had long hair, I'm light skinned, I'm not ugly, but at the time you couldn't tell me that. You couldn't tell me I wasn't ugly. Everybody wanted my brothers. So, you know, they was the sports dude, you know, long hair, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. And I was the short and chubby one. I was the last one. I was the forgotten one. I would talk to a girl, and a girl would be like, if you was like your brothers, I'd, you know, whatever. So poetry came from that. And I'm thankful,
wow,
because without heartbreak, I wouldn't, whew, man, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Now that's really finding a silver lining on the dark cloud. Right there.
So what about you?
The name. Me? What inspired me? Honestly, what inspired me to write poetry, man, was my mother. Like, I remember one particular, I don't know if it was for my birthday or what it was. I just know she wanted to buy me and my sister something, and financially something came up and she couldn't do it. And she wrote us all a poem using the first letter of our names, and she framed it for us. And at that moment, I was like, this is what I want to do. Like, of everything she's ever given me, that meant the most. And it was just from that moment, I just connected myself to the art, man, and fell in love with it.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Congratulations. Thank you.
What about
Ms.
you,
Paul
legend?
Crown.
man, legend. Whew. I don't feel that moniker is right for me, man. However, what inspired me to start writing poetry, man, was also my mom, except it was in the reverse. My mom actually passed away when I was 14. And most of the kids that I grew up with still had their mother, so they couldn't really identify with what I was going through, and my family couldn't really talk to me about it. So I know the one place I could talk about it was in my writing. So poetry became that outlet for me to be able to just keep pouring into. You know, poetry never talked bad about me. It never ridiculed me. It never put me down. It never said that I wasn't good enough. It never said that I was ugly. It never said that no matter color of my skin, I still don't like you. Poetry was always there to just receive what I had to give and just loved on me, you know.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel that perhaps through your poetry that it was a way to reconnect with your mother?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without question. You know, because I was always, most of the time I would always ask questions in my poetry to her. And poetry would respond. She wouldn't respond, but poetry would respond. So.
Mm-hmm. So, woo, that was.
Now see, y'all got me choked up already.
That was deep.
Parkram always talks about me being a legend, but he's the one person that I know with an acronym of his name, his stage name, and I know it. Proof.
A woman can raise a man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you heard the album?
Oh yeah, I heard it.
Oh my God, I can't say I have a favorite, but if I had to pick one, Killer Nigga Season. That's my man.
Oh
man?
Yeah. Oh sure. Yeah.
I have to get another. I have to get another copy of it because I played it until there was a laser burn in it.
Oh,
heads no. I let my tape.
Yeah, we know what that is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We know what that is.
When you listen to it and it goes, and you look down and there's a burn on it. I'm like, damn.
There's a burn on it. Yep. Yep.
Speaking of names, where did the name Soul Zing Tan come from?
Okay, you remember when I told you about how my writing came to be? That's how my name came. I was in the Marine Corps, and I was stationed in Okinawa, Japan. And I was going through something with a girl I was dating, you know, back home. And it just I was writing I'm not even going to lie. I was cranking out like 20 poems a day, writing through my anger, writing through my frustration, writing through my heartbreak, right? And my deal was I can't be there physically to fix this, and you can't be here physically to see my pain. You know what I'm saying? So I wrote a poem, and I remember saying something in a line that said, I'll never allow my soul to spew from my ink pen again. And there was a friend of mine that we were in the Lance Corporal seminar together, and he went by the name Souls Encryption. I wish I could find this brother. God, I wish I could find him. But I had no idea what his real name was. I remember seeing his name tapes, but, you know, we went by last names. And I never I found him a couple times on island, and then I found him when I got back to the States in 2010, but we lost track. I deployed again and yada, yada, yada. Life happened. So anyway, when I wrote that poem, I seen him somewhere on another base, and I spit it to him. He was like, that's dope. You got to keep that. And I said, all right, cool. It's on my MySpace. That's how old this was. So I said, it's on my MySpace. And he was like, nah, I mean, keep the name. I said, what name? And he said, that Souls Ink Pen name. You got to keep that. I said, that's not my name. My name is Current. My name is, you know, I don't have a name. Life's Lessons or, you know, whatever. But Souls Ink Pen wasn't made until the next time we went to this, the MCCS, Marine Corps Community Services, used to throw this open mic called the Lyrical Lounge. They threw it like twice a year, and we went to it, and he went behind my back and rewrote my name and told the dude introduced me by that name. And I sat there, and they was like, Souls Ink Pen, who is Soul? That name is dope. Who is Souls Ink Pen? Is there going what? And Encryption stood up and was like, it's you, man, get up. I was like, that ain't me. And he was like, yeah, it is. Go spit that poem. So I printed off my stuff from MySpace, and I went up there, and I delivered the poem. And they was like, damn, we see why that's your name. And I was like, that's not my name. And they was like, yes, it is. From now on, we will not introduce you as Current. We will introduce you as Souls Ink Pen. So it kind of got through at me. I wrote it, but it kind of got through at me, and then it just kind of stuck.
That is a dope
long explanation.
I'm glad, because it fit.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. And my mother is definitely Paul Cram. When I say that, as a shout out to both you and my mother raised three of us. I'm not saying we had a stepfather in our life until I was about 13. Then my brothers left and went to the Marine Corps. And from 13 on, I leaned on my mom. Even though, you know, she had a boyfriend or whatever after the divorce, I leaned on my mom. I was a mama's boy. You know, for the longest time, you know, people thought certain things about me, and, you know, that's fine. But that's because I was a mama's boy. I learned a lot of what I knew from my mother. I have an intuition that I follow in my stomach because of my mom. My poetry comes from my mom. My mom writes poetry, ironically. My brother Ronnie, he writes poetry. My cousin Lansing, rest in peace, he is poetry. That dude had 97 poems memorized.
Jeez.
Before he passed, 97 poems memorized. But when I say my mom is Paul Cram, I became what I became because my mom raised me right. I became who I am because my mother put foot to ass and made sure that I turned out to be what I needed to be. You know what I'm saying? I graduated. I wanted to drop out of school. I wanted to drop out. I said, Mom, I'm going to get my GED. And she said, you ain't going to get no good enough diploma. I don't care if I'm 65 years old. You crossing that stage.
Wow.
She's 65 now. I've been to 4 countries, and my mama watched me do it. So,
that's
thank
amazing.
You.
That's amazing, bro.
So Z-Pen, are you ready to bless everybody with the reason why you have that name?
Say less.
All right, so what you got for us right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, I demand your attention. I ain't asking for subscription. This ain't a poem. It's a mission. Strap your flax and Kevlar up. Get on your gear and let's move. This is more than hip-hop and poetry. This is laced up boots. See, it's the G-Town master, the microphone attacker. It's the switch-hitting corporal spit shit I live. I'm not an actor. Just an inner-city poet out here searching for souls in a poetic city, under bridges, looking for trolls, because I can see the gem in anyone. Stand out in the crowd, still rocking my crown. Smart brothers, my Wyatt, son, can carry the weight. I was made for the battling, yo. My time has come. Souls ain't been moving the needle. I'm here to lead you to freedom. And we have just begun. See, I'm dope. I'm dope. I'm so dope. I'm so dope, my shit's only comparable to a god like Bong Rip. Microphone check, 1, 2, what is this? It's Soul Zinc Pen with some brand new dope shit. And come to tell the truth, the only way to explain it is my dope shit's the cure to the 19 COVID. I'm that dope. So dope, you can smell me all the way from Muskogee all the way to Cali. Like that OG Red Kush that breaks down real nice. See, your favorite rappers' lines were crafted out of my mind. Check my pedigree. My poetry sticks to your spirit like tattoo sleeves. You can catch me saving our youth in the Root Volume 2 on the stage in Poetic City, searching for souls right here from Muskogee. But I'm just giving you pieces of me. I'm so dope. Thanos Snap couldn't drop me. My stage delivery is stronger than Galactus might be, but my pen game and punchlines are like cannon fodder from the arm of the mighty Megatron. You cannot stop me. Personal realization is the shit I'm on. I'm so dope. I'm Souls Ink Pen, meaning my name is God-given proof. I'm so dope. I'm the high tweakers look for when they watch the moon. I'm so dope. I convinced Optimus Prime to give the Matrix the leadership to Hot Rod because he was going to give it to me to use. But let's face it. They all knew I was a motherfucking fool. I'm so No. I'm more than dope. I inspired lifelong liars to come to the truth. In fact, the only way you could be this dope is if you looked in the mirror and caught a glimpse of me staring back at you. I'm that dope.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
I told you.
Yo, the Megatron line, the... My poetry sticks like tattoo sleep. Yo. Oh, my God.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. Appreciate both of
you. You dope.
What do you ever know?
You dope, bro. Yeah. Boy, you dope. Without question.
Man. He said your rapper's lines are crafted out of my mind. That almost took
bro.
My phone.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do
yeah.
I almost threw my phone.
Yo.
The legend, I'm ready to hear you. And listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, so I understand what you're saying about the moniker of legend, and I get that. But if certain artists that I'm drawn to in a different way, and you just happen to be that dude. Like, when I sat there, when I first heard you spit, man, it was like, I felt like I was really listening to somebody that was on, like, Def Poetry Jam or something, like somebody who I could probably follow on Facebook but couldn't really be my friend. You know, this is a celebrity type of person. You know? Like, So when I, like, sent the request and I got it back, you should have saw me. I felt like a kid. I'm like, oh, shit. He accepted my friend request. Like, all right, so I don't know what to do next. And then J-Rob came right behind you with it. I was like, oh, man, this, oh, man.
Oh, J-Rob's so cold.
Yeah, he's a different type of dope, bro.
Different type of dope, yeah, without question.
Man.
Without question.
But yeah, so that's why I call you legend. Like, you big bro forever. But if anybody ever asks me questions, I plan on telling them, yeah, that's a legend. In my eyes, that's a legend. You can't take that from me.
I appreciate
but
that.
But I want to hear something from the legend.
No problem. It's one of my latest pieces. It's called I'm So Toxic. I am the literal. Thank you, bro. I am the literal definition of pain. So much so that my toxic wave will have your emotional thoughts going insane. The gut-wrenching agony of losing your mind will create years of mental instability where your heart will want to rewind. Back to that moment you felt my presence. For the very first time as I sucked on your essence, creating this inseparable bond between you and me, hoping that someday you would get hooked on my level of aches and pains, and we would build years of unforgivable acts performed on and against each other. I'm not your ordinary lover, and I unfortunately do not come in peace. Rather, I come to take you through a journey where I will shatter you in pieces. Your very soul's patterns of unbelievable thoughts, steal your dreams by creating paths of onslaughts just by tapping into your pleasure, while I feed on your desires with my unnatural nature. See, I will touch your inner emotions with fears and doubts just to mention that will require you your full, undivided attention. While I crave your agonizing taste of satisfaction, filled with the delicious hate of lust for my dedication to pour into your level of inconsistency. As you wipe tears from your cheeks with competency because you believe you're in your right mind, only to find I pulled so many of your strings like a control freak, your heartstrings, as I turned your soul into my puppet, full of rage, yet tastes so good like honey as I let you drip across my tongue. And for this reason, you cannot escape my grasp because you've become addicted to the way I make you repent upon my lap, as there is no escape, nowhere to hide, nowhere to run as I slip inside, telling your body you need me. From Mind of Poetic.
Oh, damn. And that's why I say he's the legend.
And that's why I could see him on Deaf Poets. The fallback, the end, it was like, and I'm done. The mic is yours now. I know somebody that does that to me every time he gets on stage. He's like, your turn.
Appreciate it.
I'm like,
man, she repent your lap, bro. That's the kind of forgiveness I think everybody needs. You know? Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, appreciate that, man. Hey, Parker, don't think for a hot second, bro, that me and Souls Ink Pen going spit and you not dare give us some of your ink? Bro, come on.
Oh, man. You better know it. I said it like freaking dang, I can't think of his name. I can't even think of his name.
I brought a couple pieces tonight. I got something ready if you need me to do something, big bro.
Hey, go in, poet, go in.
Listen, before we continue this intriguing conversation, please allow me to be honest about something. You see, I can tell by the look in your eyes and the way you're biting your lip that you have already made a decision on how this conversation is going to end. But I must tell you, the D is like a gateway drug, baby, and it is known to create an addictive personality. Now, I apologize if it seems like I'm being arrogant, because that is truly not the case. I just feel like I should be honest with you about what you're getting yourself into. Yeah, I hear you. Ain't nobody getting sprung. This is just going to happen one time. But in my mind, my reputation is on the line. So although this is a one-time fling, I'm going to make love to you like it's a lifetime thing, like deep passion-filled penetration leading to a manifestation of feelings that is definitely beyond your mental expectations. But a confrontation with those feelings, you willingly avoid as you bask in the ramifications of your choices. Second orgasm got your body shaking similar to an addict going through withdrawal, but I keep pushing that deep. sexy moans in my ear while you scratching my back gave me the motivation to make sure you reach number three. Slight grip around your throat increases the intensity of your convulsions. Bare cheeks successfully soaked with the immensity of your body's explosions. The feeling in your clit made your mind play a trick, allowing the words, I love you, to fall from your lips. I tried to tell you, I have dangerous deeds. But now you're hooked, and you're looking for your next fix. Texting me as if I'm your dick dealer in search of that next high-quality hit. I am an addiction. A professor of strokenomics with a lesson plan that is guaranteed to elevate your sexual satisfaction to the highest platform possible, making it impossible for you to accept anything less. I told you I have dangerous dick. But if you can't maintain your handy, be a functional addict, your supply from me will always be available. Best of peace.
Yo.
Man. Man.
He's a professor of strokenomics, bro.
I had a couple lovey-dovey pieces lined up. I'm like, nah, I ain't doing that. I'm not following that. I'm not.
Hey, phenomenal.
Professor of Strokenomics.
Yeah, bro. That's what got me, man.
That's what got me. I have a
I appreciate that.
Like, what the fuck? I'm stealing that shit. I'm stealing it. I'ma have it in my room written in black light. Written in black light, that blow ink, and I'ma turn on the damn black light. And I'ma say, it's gonna say Professor of Strokenomics. And it's gonna be a quote. It's gonna say Paul Graham.
No, that's right.
And they're gonna be like, what is that? You'll see. Stay in the fucking line. You'll see. You'll see.
Oh, yeah. So, Zinc Pin Man, I got a message for you. One of the members of our Epiphany Radio Show family, who's also a dope poet, he said, yo, he said, tell you, he said, you still a Mexican built like a pack of European playing cards.
They gotta be mine.
That, that's who the fuck it is. That's who it is. tell that we grow in his one horse town. I ain't got nothing right now. Give me a minute. I'll come back.
He's listening in, bro. He listened in, so he can hear.
We had the fun in the study hall, man. Had the fun in the study hall.
I'm not trying to do too much or whatever. I was wondering, is your wife listening? Because you asked me to do that piece. You asked me about that.
She's
piece
definitely listening. She is listening. She's in the front room right now. I think she has some friends coming over, or whatever. They're supposed to be sitting up front with her. But she's up front right now listening.
You asked me about that piece I sent you the other day. You said we got to hear it. So if you don't mind, I'll fit it.
All right. Dope. So look, we're gonna have Souls Ain't Saying spit one more time, and then we're going to bring one of the study music artists of the month, let that ride, and then we're going to open the line for some callers. I'm sure they got some questions for you and some hot stuff to spit as well.
Roger that. All right.
So Souls Ain't Saying, the mic is yours.
Standing atop Pride Rock, marred for my ambition, seen as a shame of the pride lands facing extradition. My actions are seen as crimes because I refuse to follow traditions. It's these reasons a lot of you fall, and there's a lot more you missing. I beg to differ from the masses, brought proof they were heading towards disaster. They scoffed at my opinions, outlined our pride in chalk, left us wrapped in plastic. I sought the gods, sought the ones who said, a change gonna come. But regardless, they moved too slow for my taste, so I decided to reap the harvest. It took me a while, meticulous planning. I was prepared to form a coup. The elders never saw it coming, and I grew tired of playing the fool. They wondered why I was quiet and asked me questions as to what I was up to. I turned and showed my fangs. The fire rained, and now here I stand, atop Pride Rock, scarred from doing what I had to do. In peace.
Man.
I hear her upfront clapping, so she was happy to finally hear that beat.
Man, that was fire.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you.
He sent that to me the other day, man. I read it out loud, and I felt like I didn't give it any justice as I proved myself right. I didn't give it any justice. She fell in love with the words, and I'm like, you have to hear him perform it. Like, I just know it's going to be dope. And
that was the first time I ever read it, and I read it for y'all.
Man, that's...
I appreciate that.
We definitely appreciate that, man. On it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break real quick in the study lounge, in the study hall, excuse me, and we're going to have my big bro, the legend himself, Van Meadows, bring up one of our study music artists of the month. It's called I Wish Heaven Had a Phone by Self-Made Chico. He's out of Pineville, Louisiana. You can catch him on Facebook under Chico Hughes, and you can follow his music under Self-Made Chico on Audio Mac. So without further ado, here we go.
Yeah, I wish heaven had a...
Dear Heavenly Father,
Chico,
I come to you today and ask you to watch over my son. He's going through some things right now, and only you can lead him in the right direction. Amen.
Hey, I wish heaven had a phone so I could talk to you. Wish heaven was a mile away so I could walk to you. I keep a smile up on my face, but they don't know the truth. I feel his presence every day, and shit, I know it's you. I wish heaven had a phone. I wish heaven had a phone. I wish heaven had a phone. So I don't gotta let you go. I wish heaven had a phone like, hey mama, so how you been? Me, I've been doing good, I just been chilling with my friends. I'm so happy you picked up, it's good to hear your voice again. I've been staying out the yo, cause it's hard to pick up a pen. Just let me vent, nigga, no, no. Hey, I don't wanna let you go. Deep inside, I blame myself, I wasn't here, I was too slow. Mia broke down in my arms, she said I tried, I'm like I know. My God, Elijah back, man, through the highs and through the lows. And Z on God, I got your back, they shine the same for you, big bro. Kai just make it to the league, go out there and put on the show. On my heart, I love you niggas, man, I put that on my soul. Miss Akina like my mama, she'll treat you like her own.
Sometimes I know that just
I wish heaven had a phone.
And think like
I wish heaven had a phone.
Y'all was always supposed to be here.
I wish heaven had a phone.
I guess God had different plans.
Cause I ain't wanna let y'all go.
And I know y'all still watching
over. I wish heaven had a phone.
I just wanna drive here physically.
I wish heaven had a phone.
I'll see y'all again
I
one day.
I wish heaven had a phone.
I love you.
Yeah. Won't get to see what I'ma do. I never thought I'd feel this hurt. And why God always take the best somebody doing dirt. And I wasn't there to help when you needed me at your worst. Honestly, I hate myself, I should've been up in that hurt. They ain't never seen this shit, I put my heart up in this verse. Pick myself up, I right back down, I'm feeling like I'm cursed. With a badass little kid stealing money up out your purse. And I wanna apologize for some shit that I can't reverse. And I wish heaven had a phone so I could talk to you. Wish heaven was a mile away so I could walk to you. I keep a smile up on my face, but they don't know the truth. I feel his presence every day, and shit, I know it's you. I wish heaven had a phone. I wish heaven had a phone. I wish heaven had a phone. So I ain't gotta let you go. I wish heaven had a phone. I wish heaven had a phone. I wish heaven had a phone. Cause I ain't wanna let y'all go.
That's what's up, that's what's up. One more time, everybody. That was Self-Made Chico out of Pineville, Louisiana. You can find his music, that and other tracks on Audio Mac. Oh, yeah, he's He's a dope man. Like, he's all of my recordings, his father did all of my recordings. So the album that you were talking about, Pain, Passion, and Poetry, and Poemography, his dad did all the recordings. So I used to listen to this little man just rap and stuff. And I was close. I was cool with his mom. Me and his dad was closer. But when she passed, it hurt a lot of us. So for him to drop that, when he dropped that album, I fell in love with it. Because I know we all have times where we wish and sit back and just wish heaven had a phone so we can call people that we truly just miss. Because I swear I call my grandmother right now, especially for her tea cake recipe, but I miss her too. You know what I'm saying? So I was really feeling that song, man. So, yeah, check him out. Facebook under Chico Hughes, Audio Max, Self-Made Chico.
Absolutely dope track as well, man.
Definitely. I want to talk to my grandpa.
Yeah. Heavy, man, heavy. I'm sure we all got somebody to
know. And he's young. He's a young man.
Man.
Young man. If he just made 18, if he just made 18.
Wow.
Well, big bro, you ready to open up these phone lines?
Oh, man, I cannot wait, man, to see what the poetry world has to speak to us about tonight through their pens. Yeah, I'm excited, man. Souls Ink Pen, man. You ready, man? You ready?
Oh. Yes. Yes, always.
All right. First artist up on the mic is Epiphany Zone. She happens to be one of the hosts of Divas Talk right here at Epiphany Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. I got to be the first one on the mic. I got to go behind y'all. Oh, my God. What's up,
you
Paul
got
Cram?
You got this.
What's good?
Wait a minute. What's the feature's name? You so dope, I done forgot your name.
Souls Ink Pen.
That's Mr. Souls Ink Pen.
It's your friendly neighborhood ink slinger, slinger ink with his fingers, Mr. Souls Ink Pen.
Oh, shit. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sweetheart. How about yourself?
God, so poetry. Y'all going in the night. Oh, my goodness gracious. Welcome. And Paul Cram. Congratulations on your pilot show. It's going good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Even though you laughed at my dog real good early, but it's all cool.
boy.
Don't get me started. That poor baby. She was laying back looking like, what?
Man, I was so mad, but it was so funny.
No, that baby was dying. She was like, whatever, man.
Baby was like, man, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm chilling. Yeah. Leave me alone. Matter of fact, just, hey, don't give me no dog food. Don't give me no kibbles and bits. Just bring me a bag of Cheetos or something. I got the munchies. Bring me some Cheetos.
Hold on. Did you make reference to your dog? Like,
no, she got
right, so my dog ate. I was preparing a relaxation technique for myself.
Uh-huh.
And my dog decided that, you know, she came in the room, she saw something. So I'm sure she's a dog, she sniffed it, but she got to it. Like, I didn't know, I was looking for her, I couldn't find her, whatever, ended up finding her under the bed with the tray. So she ate she ate a significant amount enough for me to get mad. And so, but I noticed when I was, like, trying to take her outside to use the bathroom, she didn't want to run, she didn't want to do nothing. I'm like, man, this dog high, man. This dog ate my weed. She didn't even want to bark. She just looked.
So I'm not the only one that had that panic. Okay. I mean, it come with a hell of a story, but yeah, I was scared. Scared. I thought my dog died. It was this high. It was so high, it was walking and peeing for hours. Like, not peeing in spots. It was peeing on his leg when it was walking.
Oh.
What he did was, we was making jars of butter, and it had been cooking all, I want to say, like 4, 5, 6 hours, getting, you know what I'm saying, bringing the THC level up. And I went to the store, and I came back, and it was glass all over the floor from where the jars was. And them dogs, I got a pit bull, a Catahoula, and I had a German Shepherd type dog. I don't know what it was. It was a mutt. But all of them was looking at me like, huh? And the German Shepherd one was out there in the yard just laying there like, I'll never do it again. I had to hydrate that dog for hours, and I sat there. It was my girl at the time, and I was looking at her, and I said, well, I guess we'll find out if it's alive tomorrow morning. He ate
straight up.
So much. Wow. He ate so much.
Mm-hmm. she's better now. She's up and moving around. She's got her energy to come back. So I'm like, yeah, I'm just good for you. Don't touch my stuff, Lord. Stay at my room. Treat you like one of the children now. Stay at my room. Well, what you got for us tonight, Queen?
Oh, boy. I really got to go after y'all. All right. This is something that I was working on throughout the day to try and prepare for this show. So, this is called Spiral Season.
Mike is true.
Thank you. She used to write poetry when he filled her world with sunshine and rainbows, like, if only I could send my love to the moon every night, it would shoot straight to you on the dust of stars. Cover your heart and light the way to me, because I knew I'd found my happy when your eyes read the story my soul was telling, and it claimed my smile. And your arms became my safe haven. But bitterly, her serenity abandoned her the day she kissed clarity. That was the day she understood how this world will leave you torn and scarred. Finding yourself in the spiral season when they bring the sun to you, then turn cold as ice. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nobody loves more than the brokenhearted. And no one has more patience than a wounded healer who just wants to love and be loved. And there's nothing more deafening than when you can hear how loud silence is while you're in it alone, falling apart. And you're praying for something to break that silence. But when you're broken inside, any sound is like waves crashing upon the rock. You try to fix yourself indulgent ways, but your body's weak and head filled with doubt as you choose to try and remove your all from it. While telling yourself, it's just not fair. But don't turn around, don't you dare. See, I believed it when they told me that love doesn't give up on you, but you can't love someone wholeheartedly if your heart is in pieces, so I asked you not to wish me away during the discovery of our heightened indifferences. You said okay, but just as I was getting used to us again, you took your heart and ran. Now I've got a broken heart to mend again and brand new scars to tend. Now I stand at the ocean's edge in awe of unblemished charm in such natural abundance. Air, water, light, and sand. Loving it all the while still holding on to remnants of what linger because still feels safe. So I have to turn off the urge to know what could have been. And then it's garden will flourish once again. And that's that peace. Damn, y'all got me trembling.
Oh, my God.
Got you trembling.
Whew.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be that long.
Like, that when you said like you love someone wholeheartedly, and your heart's in pieces, I felt that in a way that I probably wasn't supposed to. Like that hit hard. Like, and but we do that a lot. Like we put ourselves in positions where we're trying to give somebody our all and we're not even complete yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Man.
It was the message for me. Every line stood out, but it was the message. The message from what I got from it, and I could be wrong, what I got from it was the sound of silence when you're in pain, the sound of anything when you're in pain is like the old moniker, nails on the chalkboard. See, when I was a kid, nails on the chalkboard never bothered me. It was sweet to me. But when you're hurting, when you're not complete, when you're not ready, the sound, any sound, or the sound of silence in and of itself. People think that silence is a wonderful thing, but the sound of silence is deafening. It is extremely deafening, especially when you're in pain. And that is what I got from that poem. And what, man, I'm telling you, that, whoo, I know that feeling all too well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, she always lead with that. I got to come after y'all. I don't know. You know, she be sounding like Stomp the Yard. I don't know what you've been told, but the music is in the house. That's what she be sounding like. And the whole time she performing this piece. And speaking to our souls, ink pen, unintended. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just. Stop. Dynamite piece. Phenomenal ink.
Thank you. Y'all just came hard tonight, though. I'm like, oh, hell, now I gotta go. Man, look.
it was a nice way to say, mute. Wait, what is it? Theta. Theta.
Data.
The way she did it was like, I don't want to follow you, but please understand, this is who the fuck I am.
I'm like, go. What?
That's exactly how that went.
That lady that say she can't shoot, but she can tear up a damn target from a mile away with a 9mm, yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that's her.
Thank you.
The poetic Annie Oakley.
I'm trying to be like you when I grow up.
Thank you.
Now, thank you so much. Before we send her off into the study hall, do you have a question for the feature tonight?
I did. God, what is it I wanted to ask you?
I'm single.
I don't even remember now.
I know that's right, bro. I know. Get it out there, bro. Get it out there.
Right on, man. There you go.
I
just turned 40.
My phone, okay? You just turned what?
40. I just turned 40.
Oh, well, at least it's just a 10-year difference. This is a little bit more than a 10-year difference, but that's all right. No,
Age ain't nothing but a number. Go ahead.
I honestly cannot remember the question. It was something. I'll type it in the chat when it comes to me, and they can throw it at you. But dope pieces, gentlemen. Y'all, I'm still shaking. I mean, damn. I wasn't expecting. You came through like you had this part in there where I was like, what the hell did he say? I need a rewind button. Like,
are you talking about my intro when I said, are you talking about me?
Yes, you.
Okay. That was the part where I went fast. It was, it's in my intro. Stand out in the crowd, still moving.
standing out in the crowd, still wearing my crown, Smile bright as my wire, son. I got wire rims on my lowrider. I said, stand out in the crowd, still rocking my crown. That's a shout out to me being a Leo. Smile bright as my wire, son.
Another fire sign. I can't get away from
That's
y'all
right.
fire
you,
signs.
You can't get away
from
us. You can't get away from us.
Nobody was talking to you. I can't.
Too bad.
I can't get
I'm,
away
I'm,
you,
I'm inserting myself
can't
into
get
the
next to you.
It was such a dope part that it, you went so fast, I thought I was listening to a recording, and it kind of, like, glitched. That's how fast you went. Damn.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm E-40 raised, Tech N9ne raised, Eminem raised, Tupac raised, DMX, Big Pun. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Anybody that can spit fast, I wanted to know what they had to say. I don't care how many times I had to rewind it, how many times I, but the tape will pop. I give some clear tape. Yep.
Okay.
All
Ooh,
that.
That was
spit on the tape,
God.
Put it back with some clear tape. Yep.
Clear tape. Put it, man. Mm. Yeah.
He went back, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's what, definitely. But,
thank you so much, ma'am. You were dope.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. Goodness gracious. I ain't going to hold y'all much longer because you know I'm a chat. Well, they know I'm a chatterbox, and I know y'all got other callers waiting. But I will tell you what I have going on.
Thank you.
Every
know,
Wednesday
you're ready
night. You see what I'm saying, y'all? All right. It's cool. It's cool. Because guess what? I got fire on my chart, too. I'm a Leo moon, okay, which actually rules. But that's just another time, another story. Okay. Every Wednesday night, I am one half host of Diva's Talk. Now, my diva is on a hiatus because she, you know, life be life. And so I have a little guest panel of different ladies that come in and join me every Wednesday night. I don't know what we're going to talk about tomorrow night, but y'all going to like it. You know, definitely going to like it. And you can also catch me on Monday nights co-hosting with King Atterbury and King and Queen's Quarters. And that's a dope show, too. That was last night. Y'all make sure y'all get in there and check out the replay, definitely. But, you know, he picked me, got it on lock every night of the week. All right, let me go on over here. Where are we going? Bookstore? Where are we going? Where are we going?
We're in the study hall.
The study hall. I was close. I was close. All right. I'm an avid reader, so I don't mind. All right. Somebody walk me on over here.
All right. All right. One love, one mic, and take your
side. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was La Pearl and Negra. Catch it tomorrow night in Diva's Talk, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ooh, man. See how they coming in blazing? You see how they coming in blazing? That's what I'm talking about. We ready for the next artist
Talk
to bless the mic?
Oh, yeah. Tell me who we got next.
Oh, man. We got one of my personal favorites. I mean, I'm gonna say her name, but she's also known as a cashew buster. We got
the original mentor.
True sister is in the good. What's your queen?
What's up? True is in the building. Trust, respect, and understanding. What up?
Good to hear
what's
from you, honey.
What's good, True?
Most definitely, most definitely. Y'all know I had to come through.
Glad you're here. Glad you're here.
Man. Me and True sister got history. We got history. She's a
man. We need.
She's one of the reasons why.
Paul, we ain't even supposed to be doing
man.
This. We ain't gonna start no mess, Paul. We ain't gonna start no mess, Paul.
Oh my god. We ain't gonna start no mess today. But the mess coming.
It's coming.
Oh yeah, y'all. She True Sister is damn near responsible for me being on stage without having any type of fear, man. The very first open mic I ever had anything to do with was in Shreveport, Louisiana, Mind, Body, and Soul on Juella. And she was there, and I did a poem, and I just stood there. And I just looked. I looked like something was wrong with me. And she flat out told me at the end of the show, "You look uncomfortable. You look like something wrong with you." And she just put me under her wing, man. And I have so much love for this queen right here, man. This is the original mentor, his true sister, man.
Love it.
Most definitely. I just love how you've grown and where you at right now and, you know, blessings.
Thank you. You have a lot to do with that. I appreciate it so much. So do you have a question for our feature tonight?
Yeah, I got a question for the feature. Why poetry?
You know, somebody asked me that. First of all, ma'am, your accent and your voice is everything. Second,
that's
to ask you a question.
You. That's how she's going to get you. You're going to lose your chain.
Listen here, man. Okay, y'all Southerners, man. Y'all ain't right. So to answer your question, somebody asked me that once back in 2007, and I didn't quite know how to answer it. And to be honest, I still don't. But what I can say is, if I didn't have it, if I didn't have three things in my life, these three are all synonymous with each other. Low riding, poetry, and my kids. If I didn't have either of those things, I wouldn't be here. And I mean that. Poetry is my outlet. Low riding is another outlet for me, but I put the two together because if y'all have low riders down there, but if you've ever seen one come around a corner on three wheels, it's poetry in motion. And I do that a lot. I run through tires. Huh?
All our low riders are Mexican.
I'm black.
I know. I say all ours are Mexican.
We write labs down some.
But I'm saying for me, I was already into low riding, or I was already into poetry. I just incorporated low riding to it because both of those, along with my children, I put my children the first. I just, you know, didn't list them like that. But, you know, why poetry is because it keeps me alive. It makes me feel alive. When I get on that stage, I'm scared. When I come off that stage, I feel like a giant. And it keeps me alive.
Hmm. That's a great answer.
I could dig it.
That wasn't too deep, was it?
No, it was on point.
I appreciate that.
Straight up. Well, I know in my heart of hearts that that's not the only time we going to hear your voice. I know you getting ready to set this microphone on fire.
I'm going to do a little something, just a little something.
Just a little bit?
Yeah, just a little something.
The mic is yours.
The title of this is Still I Must. It was inspired by another poet, Gwayne, hit me up, and we actually started writing on this but never did get back together. I lost contact with him some type of way. But anyway, here it goes. Still, I must keep your head strong on my mind, body, and soul, giving you the anticipation of determination, watching my lips glide across your sword of nature. I want to show my God his expertise to exaggeration. Forget about the constant hurt you've been through and replace it with expectations that keep a God like you fiending for more of a God is like I. The feelings won't be denied. In your heart is where I reside, stroking every inch of your sword of nature to bring you to convulsions. I watch the commotions as your cashews slide down your thighs as I catch it with my fleshy muscular organs. See, that's a song if you didn't know. I'm always by your side like the election. I'm your children's reflection. Our love's transcending, never ending. Often imitated, but never can be duplicated. You are the original I knew. That's why I build you up, and with your trust, I'm embracing your strengths and weaknesses. I know you will be the one to heal every soft spot. I give you the clout. Still, I must embed you with the facts of life, protect you from the strife of another weak black man. You are the God that brings in the bread and butter as you stand in the land of the free. I will make sure you don't endure the greed or negative manifestation of the infested nation, encrusted in sweet almond butter. I'm trusting every stroke you land is all the right places. Rejuvenated God, still you must, for the greater of my desires to be the sunrise that sets yours on fire. I form condensation when I see your caramel-coated skin and your muscular toned body, that wide nose and sexy smile. Only a black God can carry the features like you. I don't submit to many, but the knowledge within your soul turns my heart from cold to warm, and I know the way you penetrate me feels like bullets, making me succumb to every command you dish out. But still, I must stay strong to keep my God wrapped in my arms and away from the nation's unjust system. Still, I must love you. That's that poem.
Wow. Woo. Wow. See, it sounds like this why I miss Louisiana. Like, I don't miss Louisiana for a lot of things. But, man, I miss this. Ooh, true. Once again,
so
true.
So what you're saying is I need to make a trip to Louisiana. Not you, Pa Graham, but Miss Lady. I need to make a trip to Louisiana.
You can come to Louisiana. We'll find some cashews somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, he don't know about the cashews. He don't know about them.
No, he don't know about them.
He don't know.
That's the original. He'll find out on the show I'm going to be on tomorrow.
Well, tell us what you got going.
Pappy. I'm going to be on there with Pappy.
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow, it's going down.
Oh, you're going to be on the corner.
We're going to be busting cashews after cashews after cashews after cashews after cashews after cashews.
Yep, I'm tuning in. I got to listen to two shows tomorrow. I got two phones. I'm gonna find a way to do it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. True sister, that was definitely a fire piece, as always. I'm never disappointed after I hear you spit. Just know that. Never.
Most definitely. Hopefully I can start tuning in more. I be moving. I ain't playing.
Please do.
I'm so glad you found time to come to the study hall tonight, man. I appreciate it. It really did my heart some good to hear you. It's been a minute, man. Too long, actually.
Most definitely. You know what be happening? I don't be seeing the show until probably a day late and a dollar too short. I be a day late and a dollar too short each time. Y'all going to have to start personally and just invite me. If I don't hear that ding, don't
you know
what nothing going on.
I got you. From now on, as a matter of fact, I haven't already had my flyer ready for next month, so I'll send it to you as soon as I get to work. I got you.
Most definitely. But most definitely, I enjoy y'all. I enjoy everybody I heard so far. Let me go over here to my little corner so I can finish cooking my brownies.
Mm. What percentage of THC is in them brownies?
What are you saying about some brownies?
she said. What's the percentage of THC in them brownies?
Oh, I don't have THC in the brownies. He's trying to give me a wrist.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. No, ma'am. I mean.
Louisiana, we not legal.
Not for nothing. Listening to your voice, I post bail.
Look, he don't want any problems. Y'all better tell him. Y'all better tell
him. That man grown. I'm going to let him find out for himself. I just need
You know what? I take it.
Oh, what's that poem, Paul? Tell him about that poem. What's that poem? We ain't supposed to be doing this.
We are not supposed to be doing this. We're not supposed to be having a going to our favorite hotel room. We're not supposed to have a favorite hotel room.
Hotel room.
Oh, man. Y'all got me cracking up.
Most definitely. Thank y'all.
Thanks.
I enjoyed y'all. Y'all get
Thank
everybody
you
so your
much.
Phone so I can stay tuned. I'll stay tuned and listen while I'm cooking.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Love,
thank you
mic.
For coming through, man. One love, one mic.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was True Sister. You are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Cram Sessions with your host, Paul Cram, Fat Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here so that you can be a part of this dynamic show. The study hall is waiting, but first you got to introduce yourself to our feature, Spit a Piece.
This is Tiffany.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Big Buck, the Rhymes Live and Direct.
The For the Real Real Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online. Radio. Epiphany.
All right, welcome back, Paul Cram. I want to introduce the next song.
Okay, so our next study music artist of the month is Jay Smooth, a.k.a. Jose Chaney. You can find him on Facebook under Jose Chaney. He's also a representative of Lockjaw ENT coming out of Pineville, Louisiana. And he's bringing us a song tonight called Alexandria Nights. So without further ado, let's welcome Jay Smooth.
That type of shit you just want to be knowing somebody yourself, cruising through the city under the city lights, sipping on whatever you drink, smoking on whatever you smoke, you know what I'm saying, phone or airplane mode, just don't want to be fucked with.
Whipping through the city, just me and nobody else. When I was down bad, couldn't reach out for nobody's help. Now I'm grinding to conquer what's mine, bounce smooth with the help of my mind. Gotta watch, we still ain't got time for the bullshit, some nigga miss me with it. Uncle told me, young and always stay true to yourself. Want it done right, go do it yourself. That shit stuck with me for life. Niggas become stars overnight, but luckily that shit won't happen to me. So I keep my faith in the Most High, cause I'm in tune with the universe. Don't put my trust in the girls or the guys, cause they both lie. Chasing my dream to the fullest, trying to get established. If I don't, shit, at least I try. Gonna die, so many weeks I cry. Strong survive and a weak gon' die. Is you gon' eat or you gon' starve, nigga, you decide. By myself with no help on the side. By myself with no help on the side. Bank account in the negative. Still trying to stay positive. Surrounded by all this poverty. Bills steady and they piling up. Can't call one of my partners. Say they had my back through whatever. Scrolling through my call log like nigga forever.
Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, the moon's out and the stars bright. Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, the moon's out and the stars bright. Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, the moon's out and the stars bright. Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, the moon's out and the stars bright. Freestyling in traffic on my way to Agnes, you remember them Alexandria Nights? We was hitting the rink heavy, cause there was like pussy heavy. And all the shit they used to tell me, like Jose boy, you ain't gon' be shit. Now they gotta see this motion picture, I spy young niggas, get up and get it. Work my ass out for my twinning, so when a nigga fart, I'm already established. Everything I drop straight classy, bitch I'm in the gang like Maddie. Look like mama and my ways like daddy. Do this for my niggas in the A1 Saturday. I'm just on my shit, I ain't bragging. Recognize a star when you see one, goddammit. Recognize a star when you see one, goddammit. Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, the moon's out and the stars bright. Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, the moon's out and the stars bright. Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, the moon's out and the stars bright. Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, Alexandria Nights, the moon's out and the stars bright.
Right, welcome back, welcome back. Paul Cram, tell me a little bit about that track.
Once again, that's Jay Smooth, a.k.a. Jose Chaney, another member of Lockjaw ENT out of Pineville, Louisiana. Another artist back at home, unsigned, that's getting his name out there, man. He has a lot of great music, and then you can find him as well as Stephanie on Audio Mac, so look up anything Lockjaw ENT on Audio Mac, and you'll be able to find their whole roster and all their music. He wrote that song about my hometown. Like it's kind of dope to hear. It is some stuff I can really relate to.
That's what's up. So, Zinkpin, what you think about the spotlight artist?
Man. I'm listening to it. I want to hear it again, honestly. I want to hear it again. I was digging it. I'm like, okay. There's not a lot of songs that I'm going to put in, that I'm going to cruise to in my, like I said, in my office. There's not a lot of songs I'm going to cruise to in my office. I cruise to that.
Yeah, it jammed. It jammed.
That's what's up. That's we may be able to get it on. We may be able to play that one again for you a little bit later in the show. But we got some more artists that want to get at you, brother. Want to speak to you, give you a question or two, and then lay some dope poetry on you. And you, let's see who we got next. I don't recognize this number, but let's see who we got next. 539, welcome to Cramps. Group half on the mic.
Well, this when you thought it was safe to open the motherfucking door. This when you said it has been a good decision to open the motherfucking door. I'm here. I ain't been here in a long time, but I came through the fucking y'all country asses tonight. What up, Van Meadow? What up, Paul Cram with the cold drinking ass from Alexandria and shit? And my favorite Mexican. So then. You know, it's hard to find people to cut your grass just right, so you always show love to the Mexicans. They're keeping the grass low.
Oh, mother. You motherfucker.
Just saying, if it ain't you, it's one of your cousins or something. You know, it's all up. You know, Mexicans paint cars, cut grass, build houses, all that shit all in one motherfucking day.
Mr.
How y'all
Metaphor,
doing?
You're good to hear.
Shout out to my sister too. She talking about busting cashews. I just want to tell her I don't know shit about busting cashews, but I know about busting nuts because I fucks. It's the difference. I ain't busting no goddamn cashews. I'm busting nuts.
Yeah, but that cashew is an exquisite expensive nut.
I ain't cleaning up shit, but I say it, goddamn it. Don't get all these little itchy, dog bites. In his stomach, back, butt, forehead, face, wherever you want them, babysit them. That's all I'm saying. That's neither here nor there.
It's good to be back, man.
It's been a minute. Been a minute.
Motherfucker, did you just say, I'm sorry, go ahead. I apologize.
No, go ahead. Come on. No. This is what I do when I come here. I ain't got the uniform shit when I'm on this mic. I fuck up all the time. What's your question?
Metaphoria, did you just say,
huh?
When I bust on their face and on their back, wherever the baby, did you call their face and their back the babysitter?
Yeah, wherever they go, be the babysitter.
Yeah, all right. That's what? I love that. The analogy. That's a poet right there.
Yeah, that's just it. We take all that time working that shit up and then give it to them how they're supposed to cherish it. When you see a woman that's got that particular glow, and you be like, ooh, she's so beautiful. That's all. She didn't have a bunch of little bitty babies all over the place. That's what gave her that good skin. Mm-hmm. These thoughts are not supported by Tiffany Radio or any of its affiliates. I'm just saying, this is just me.
Thank you. Thank you for cleaning that up, because you know I was about to.
No problem. Yeah, no problem. I don't have a question for the feature because I don't even like this nigga. You know, we've known each other for a while now. I talk to him all the time. Yeah, my question. Okay, I do got a question. Out of all the poets you've heard tonight, like who was like that one? I'm talking about a female poet. That one that you would just like to be like, damn, I'd like for her to babysit for me. Like, which one was? Because I heard you flirting with Danya earlier.
Listen here. You know what? I can answer that question, and I can answer that question honestly. See, at one point in time, I was a part of the lifestyle. So if I had to choose, I'd choose them both and go right back to the lifestyle. Because God damn!
I can dig it. You ain't finna catch my ass up,
you motherfucker, you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, yeah, you could clear that up. You're like, both of them equally be yoked in my book. And yes, I would give it to them both raw. That's how we do here at 50 Radio. Raw, meat to meat. You know, shout out to everybody that goes raw. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everybody that go raw with a vasectomy like me. I'll let you, boy.
Mm. Okay, well, shout out to the neutered people as well. Yeah. Y'all having a good show tonight, man. I'm enjoying myself and shit, you know. Yeah, I mean, liking what I'm hearing. Y'all know I hang around for a while, and then I graciously disappear and shit. You know, football might come on tonight or something. I don't think it's no game, so I might be here for a while.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah,
Sounds good to be back.
Good to hear you back on air, Paul Graham. It's been a minute.
I know, right? I appreciate that, man. It's good, man. I appreciate that. It's been a little minute.
Yeah, yeah, you disappeared shit. I thought you had to do a little time in the county or something. You know, most time a nigga disappeared, had to go do a little beard or something. But we be back. So, you know, and ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, just a good time to think about doing some push-ups and shit. That's cool.
Nah, I actually left from Louisiana to Iowa, man, and just started doing different things. I didn't even know it had black people in Iowa.
All places, Iowa. All right. Yeah, Iowa.
I'm in Iowa.
They got black people in Iowa aside from you.
That was my first question before I moved up here.
But I ain't going to hold up too much time. I know y'all got people in line. So what's up, Buck Ram?
I want to hear you spit, man. It's been a long time, bro. I know you got something funny.
Oh, hell, I went and grabbed an oldie, but it's okay, you know, I got a little something, shit. Just try to keep up with you cool kids, but I'll try to spit this motherfucker whenever y'all ready.
Go.
Mike is most definitely yours.
Okay, that's what I was waiting on. just going to say, will we stop saying the mic is yours at this motherfucker? Okay, all right. That's how I think about it. Mostly. I think of her at times when loneliness captures the mind and I become imprisoned in emptiness. When the echoes repeat the sadness of my cries and its memories of lies are told into my soul, I think of her. Mostly. I think of her when heartstrings are pulled and so broken lines fall like chandeliers of crystal clear pain. When I succumb to the thoughts of yesterday and today's sorrow lingers its presence throughout the essence of every tomorrow. Now, crying shoulder left to borrow in sight, so each and every night, I think of her. Mostly. I think of her when morning sunrise fills my eyes and I reach for her. Many nights I've prayed for her. Throughout life I've stayed for her, fighting through the stress and strife, willing to slave for her, offering the skin of my back to be scarred as long as I can look to the stars and focus on the same brightness that reflects in her eyes. When I first met her, I died death after death, and today I lose all breath when I think of her. Mostly, I think of her when I smile, for it is she who amuses me. At times she uses me, but I refuse to remove my services from her grasp. Love at last I found in her every word. Love at last I found in her every touch. Fairy tales of old became anew every time she held me. She's never failed me. If I was searching for truth, it is she who would tell me. So I think of her. Mostly. I think of her when jealousy fills my heart as I think of how others have abused her and torn her apart. Even if she feels the need to share her inner bliss with others, her passionate pleasure with brothers and sisters, brothers as well as sisters, I can't help but miss her. I wait impatiently for the day she returns to me. The fire inside of me burns for her. My soul yearns for her. I spent my life trying to learn for her as well as of her. Possibly a toxic relationship because no matter what, I love her. She made me laugh as well as cry. She gave me reason to live as well as die. It is she who completes me, for she found me and gave me reason to chase her. I'm elated that she even noticed me. I'd be completely engulfed in love with her until the end of this time as well as the beginning of another. I think of her, mostly. Her name is poetry. In peace.
Wow. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
When I first met her, I almost died. I mean, sound like losing your virginity. That shit was fire, son.
Appreciate it.
Metaphor, you know. I'm so glad you did not say to not a poet, you just creative writer, because that's pure poetry.
Creative writer? Poets too goddamn sensitive.
No.
I'm just a creative writer that likes poetry.
I'm not trying to hear that. That was
brilliant poetry.
Piece. Yeah, man. Brilliant piece, man. Amazing ink as always.
I thank you. That team light skin in the motherfucking building, man. We up in this bitch.
Absolutely. We in here.
Yeah. Maybe
hey, man.
Really even allow you to
just
be light skin today, too.
Shut the fuck up. Just when they said light-skinned people was out, Obama took office and solidified us for the remainder of life.
You better believe.
Obama ain't light-skinned enough. Hell, he like me. Shit, you know, he get a little light. Like we are.
And that's the problem with us light-skinned people. There's always one of you motherfucking Negroes, goddamn white and black motherfucker. Negro, shut up. That's your problem. You don't know what side of the fence to stand on. I said Obama he solidified us. The last motherfucker we had that solidified us was Al B. Shore. You just pushed us back to the 80s, you motherfucker.
You just,
Al B. Shore? Before Obama? That's who it was. Al B. Shore.
Yo.
My bad. G Money. What's the difference?
Would you believe that I was actually listening to Al B. Shore on my way home from work today? That first album was fire.
Dude, to me, it was Heavy D that really just put. Cause see, I've been a light skinned big nigga my whole life. You know, Heavy D held it down. That nigga could dance and everything. He was cockeyed in the motherfucker. That's why he kept the glasses on. But you know, shit happened. dude. And then, you know, because he had that hyperactive
This
like,
motherfucker's like a Paula Abdul song. Every time he say something, it's two step forwards and two step back. Shit.
Just saying. You just got to be honest. You know, people didn't want to.
He was a dope-ass artist, but he had a club foot. This motherfucker could paint his ass off, but his tongue was just kind of hanging out. Bitch, just say the paint.
Damn. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Well, Metaphoria, we got to get you over to the study call, bro.
Negative.
We got some more.
Y'all send me over to the what now, man? Where am I headed?
You going to the study hall, bro. You going to the study hall.
Okay, I'm going to study anatomy with True Sister.
All right. I mean, she's there for you, bro. Handle your business. Handle your business.
You know, the
good
little
luck,
girl. They put a root on you. Since she'll put a root on me, I'm going to go over and see if I can put a root in her. Peace and love. Peace and Mike. Peace and love. To
well,
Mike, all that good shit they be saying. I'm out of here, y'all. Y'all take it easy.
One love, one
Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany Zone, Mr. Metaphoria coming through doing his thing. Wow. Next up on the mic, we got Epiphany's own host of the Juke Joint, her Juke Joint, and King and Crease Quarters, you know, Mahogany Soul. She does something on whenever Mahavi's on first. And you know what? Let me just bring her on. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Queen Simmons. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
How you doing? I'm doing okay. I'm tardy to the party, but it's good to hear you guys. I'm doing great.
I appreciate you. Yeah, man.
It's good to be here. Oh, man. What is going on? I'm part of the artist. I come to show some support, but I didn't really catch the gist of what the show was going. Her asking questions, our features. So we're asking questions.
I'm here.
At the end of one.
If you have a question, you can ask. If you have a question, yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, I do have a question for you guys. What is your driving force to write? Like when you, or to prevent your writing, what drives you to motivate you to share what you write?
Are you asking that for me or everybody?
Especially the feature, but I would like to hear everyone's opinion. So, Zington, you first.
Because, not to sound cliche, but if not me, then who? If not now, then when?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. All right. I would love to hear the answer from the rest of the crew while we're editing, if you don't mind. That's a good answer. That's true. It's no time like
you
the present.
What motivates you us to, like, just perform what we've written?
Yeah, like what drives you to do this? Because like I'm in this place where I'm like, why am I doing this? I love it very much, but it's so far removed from reality sometimes that I'm like, what is the dominant force behind writing, producing and presenting the thing that you create?
For me, it's healing. I write a lot of my poems come straight from emotion, and it helps me heal. And it also, I also feel like if I'm going through this particular incident, somebody else is too. And maybe my words at this moment can give them another perspective on what they're going through and can help them heal too. So I almost feel like me writing and performing is almost like that's my medicine to the people. Like this is what I give you to help you heal.
Absolutely. I love that. I'm taking notes, too, because this really, I'm really looking for motivation. Van, I'd like to hear your answer as well.
You know, for me, if I'm going to be honest, I write for me. I don't write for everybody else. I write for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I stay in it because I'm talking to myself. I need to motivate me. I need to encourage me. I need to help heal me. I need to love on me. So I'm selfish when it comes to what I write because I need it. And I've often said this, that my audience or fans or peers, y'all are just beneficiaries of what I write.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to stop writing for me because I don't have to worry about trying to please people because I'm pleasing myself.
Hmm. Look at that. But your perspective was so individualized, but I can see the value in each of those. Yeah. It's good to hear what motivates everybody, and it's very good to hear and to meet you, Souls Inc. And Paul Krim as well. I've seen you in the, you know, and with the family, but I've never had the pleasure of actually speaking with you, so it's a pleasure to meet you also. Glad to hear your voice.
Thank you. Honored to be a part. Epiphany is a powerhouse family, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Y'all want me to do a piece? What type of stuff are you guys looking for tonight?
What you mean? Do we want you to do a piece? We in the mood for whatever piece motivates you to share.
Okay. All right. If you're in New Jersey this weekend on Saturday, I will be co-hosting an event called Tales from the Tongue. It's an erotic poetry joint. So, you know, if you're within the sound of my voice and you're interested in some erotic poetry, there's a poetry slam, erotic games and prizes. It's going to be a good time. But I'm saying all of that preemptively to say that I would like to practice an erotic piece that I'm supposed to be doing this week.
All right.
Cool with it. All right.
The mic is yours.
What was that disclaimer that came before, Dave? I need a disclaimer. Yeah, you remember Sunshine from Harlem Nights?
Oh, of course.
My favorite movie ever.
Okay. All right, so this one is called The Thing About Sunshine. All right. So the thing about sunshine is, to the brother I call my lover, I endeavor to make sure that you never need another. When most women offer you a duplicitousness, my energy is trained on multiplicity, exponentially perpetuating everything that you give to me. These hands create increase. Please trust there is influx in everything I touch, and I plan to lay hands. Mama always said, get in his head before you get in his bed, and I have fed well on your intellect. I've dined on your ideas, and let us not forget you asked for this. That's the sexiness of consent. You summoned me when you said my name. You brought this fire to your feet, baby. I came to you as a flame. You opened the door and let me in. The only thing left is to grant you the pleasure of wearing my skin. Let us begin, you here, now, down on both knees and stilettos. I'm over 6 feet, granting you easy access to the every fold of my blossoming rose I've laid before you. Flick here, softly titillate my little clitoris as if she were a telegraph key. Beep, 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 beep. Grab my ass with your nails as I explode from your Morse code. Lick this clean, sop up the juices as the fluid movement of my hips elicits drip after decadent drip of coconut creamy deliciousness. Dip your
tongue deep in the effervescent pools of my ocean as I embody the goddess Oshun. Let your chin strap brace for impact as you stagger in the orchestrated orchestra of my orgasm in the symphony of slurps, slaps, sups, and sucks as I enjoy the joys of using your dreads as my joystick. That's enough. I pull your head back and your lips smack as your mouth detaches. Good, isn't it? You agree and agree to yes, mistress, and I, and please, let's proceed. Crawl here now. I claim your body as my bounty, and I will own you bone by blessed bone. I'll be the bridge and the troubled waters. No wasted movement, as moisture and momentum motion you forward quickly towards your ending. You better not come. As my pretty brown round grounds down on your mound and I flounce and bounce and pound, but I've tuned you out now. I'm watching myself in the mirror, smitten by the image of this full figure vixen, big chocolate teardrop titties, hips be wide and bendy like smile line thighs, got you enveloped in my lotus pretty petals. The glow of my glistening butter soft skin, the rhythm of my hips spinning got me remembering hula hoop training, glut on my deliciousness. Lips searing vicious, passionate kisses elicit and explicit got you spouting expletives with the vigor of a good scripture. You better hold it. I change positions and motions, hips rolling, deep throating, long stroke and slap and slip, surf and grip, squeeze and pulse, rock and roll big for more legs in the air, head on the floor. Yes, give me more, deeper. I'm gobsmacked as you use your hips to brace for brilliant impact. You may come. In the plunge of one final stroke, you come undone, and like a gracious host, I place her back on your face. It's a compliment to the chef when you clean your plate. Enjoy the taste of all the mess we made. Savor the poise-coital melange of our married flavors. And once I've got you all tapped out, I alight in a brilliant dismount. So I don't have to ask whose dick this is. I know that it is mine. When I saw you kicking your feet, stomach on the bed, bragging to your homeboy saying, let me tell you all about sunshine. MSNG.
My God.
My God.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, I apologize. Listen, my name is Soul Zing Pen, and I'm addicted to everything you had to say, but my retort is, see, I ain't the perfect pussy eater, but I bet you call me back if I ate yours. To me, it's not a job a man has to do. It's something I'd rather enjoy so I don't treat it like chores. See, I love to turn a woman into my toy. This is no ploy, ladies and gents. I'm real with this shit. You see, I love to kiss up one side, lick my way down the other, removing the cover, leaving the light on because I want to see my lover for who she really is. From her eyes to her lips to those curvaceous hips, I want words to fall from her mouth like yes and please and oh and Jesus. I'm going to stop right there because you brought that out of me. Your piece? Fuck. There's shit. Speechless is an understatement. My, listen here. I don't take plane trips often, but I get paid of every first. What's the area code? Because, God, listen here, lady. I'm going to mute myself because fuck my life.
It's like I got stuff I want to say. I don't know how to say it. You know what? I'm going to grab my pen. Like, man. Like, I'm sitting there the whole time. I'm actually pacing. To this right now, I'm still pacing. Back and forth. Like, man. Did she? She is a beast! Like I didn't. I'm so glad that this is the first time I heard you spit. Oh my God!
Thank you.
Oh man!
Thank you.
I got the one. The Pearl of Negra, she warned. She said you about to go in. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. She about to hit. I know she about to go in. She party pissing. I know she about to be dope. But I didn't know that. I didn't know that was coming. I didn't know it was coming like that. I ain't gonna turn my goddamn air conditioning back on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Queen Simmons. That Aries fire dripping out their pen. You know what happened in Harlem Nights. You know what happened. You know what happened. Yeah. Put mommy on the phone. Yeah, I ain't never coming home. You know what happened. And it's that kind of ink. It's that kind of ink that'll make a man call home and say, look, I ain't coming home no more.
She's trying to make me switch guards.
Phenomenal, man. Just phenomenal.
But I'm not trying to break up nobody's happy home. That's why I said, look, I know it was what it was when he was laying on the. You remember back in the day when you're laying on the bed with your stomach on the bed and your elbows under your, you know, just fist under your chin, kicking your feet on the phone. Like, let me tell you all of that. That's when you know it's real.
I can't wait to get on my pen game tonight.
I know that's right. Queen Simmons. Let everybody know where you are at Epiphany Radio, please. Did we lose her? Queen Simmons, you still there? Oh, you still there? Hello?
I see her number still in queue. I don't hear her.
I'm waiting on her to drop her Facebook information. I'm in the search right now.
Well, we might have lost her. I don't know what happened to her. We might go back to her.
Let me find out if Metaphor you know her. Stand by.
All right, we're gonna keep the party going. Next up, Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. This is usually his time slot, but, you know, Iron Man sometimes got to come out the armor. What's up, Mojave?
What's good?
Good to hear from you, bro. How you feeling, man?
I'm chilling. What's happening? What is the deal? I'm not mad at all. I like having this day. I like having this Tuesday off. I get to do other things. It's great. Fantastic. And it's a good show, you know.
I appreciate that, man. How you been, big bro?
Shout out to Parker, man. Shout out to Parker.
I'm good. What's up, Parker? What's happening, bro?
Man, what?
Yeah, you know it. What's up?
Oh, man. I'm having a great time tonight, man. This is such an amazing moment for me tonight. Having fun in the study hall.
Listen, this is Epiphany Radio Universe, bro. It's the Starship. We go with poems that have never been before. And that's what this is all about. And we welcome you to the fam, you know. This is how we rocking.
Appreciate
you.
Much
respect. So, y'all, I know you got a feature, right? Yo, dope as fuck. And Van's in here, too. Like, this is the first time Van is in here being known, man. You know, because somehow he ain't been able to come out the house lately. But, you know, we know what that's all about.
You do know I'm my own man, Bobby, right? You know I'm my own man, right?
Okay.
I just want you to know that. In case you ain't know. Okay.
Station manager, I understand everything you're telling me about. Now, if I believe you, that might be something different. I believe you, something a little bit different. Not so sure.
Oh, man.
Souls Ink Pen, this is Mojave, a.k.a. Iron Man, a.k.a. Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. You know what? I'm not even going to give you the last one because, you know, just, yeah. Mojave.
What?
Souls
Ink Pen. Dog?
What happened? Could you say that again?
I said, what's good, big dog?
Yeah, I'm chilling. What's happening with you?
I see
Mahogany Soul caught you in it. Yeah, that happened a lot. Got away with words. Where'd Dave go?
Metaphoria? Talking about Metaphoria?
Yeah.
He went back to the queue.
I don't know.
Study hard.
I'm glad you on the line, though, Mojave, because they was kind of getting ready. I felt like I was about to get jumped, but this light-skinned coalition that was getting ready to happen, I felt the
power. Nah, we can't never let that happen, man. We never let that happen. We ain't never let, yo, listen. We ain't let nobody come in here, you know, pull a Prince on you. We Michael Jackson over here, bro.
you Michael Jackson at first or toward the end? Because if you Michael
about,
Jackson
talking about,
at the end,
talking about
toward the end,
melanated.
You got
oh,
justified.
Y'all Michael Jackson when he got his mouth stepped, when he got that mouth stepped on and he cried about it. Then
the
two of us, he looked
on
the wall. Yeah.
We talking off the wall.
No, off the wall, he was already light skinned killer.
I mean, listen, we ain't going to talk about it because, you know, light skinned dudes.
Hey, man.
Y'all trying to come back.
I got two words. I got two words.
Listen.
I got two words. Elder Barge. I got another two words.
Look, I got two words. Dino Brown, you pretty motherfucker.
I knew he was going to go there. I knew he was going to go there. Oh, shit. Never liked you anyway. That's why he was looking for the pimples on her on that light-skinned girl booty.
Listen. All I'm going to say is, you know, it's like Mo' Better Blues. We either dead talking about, nah.
Oh man, what you got for us tonight, bro? What you got for us tonight?
I ain't doing no drippage. I'm just gonna come in, you know. I'm gonna attempt to do, you know, what I normally do, something like that. Let's see what happens. We gonna try to
make it, bro.
All right, hold on. Hold for 1 second while I pull this up. My phone closed on me, unfortunately. Okay. Just tell me this is too loud. I've been afraid to love, afraid to let her in, worried about the harm that may cause me to be experiencing the hurt, the darkness that comes with heartbreak, the surrender of soul, having someone that has that much control of me, watch me march and step and put my heart on my sleeve, target easy, quick at shooting ducks, I had learned to care less and give no fucks, and the garden where the game was warden and the fuckboy menagerie runs wild and free, I am the wild and free, wild as fuck mind, ignited spirit I be, but you appear as a sunrise breaking the dawn of my night, with a loving might that makes me acknowledge your light, the tendrils of sun kissing my land, warming me, you accept me, fully, take this tired spirit, wrap me in beautiful intentions that lead to loving actions, you do your best to cover me, push your hurts and trauma aside, forget about pride and walls, and let them down. Form connection and not attachment, show that freedom is love, that you want the best for me, even if it means that you can't be with me. You remind me that I stand for many, and the personage of me, I've burned my candle at both ends, giving until there was nothing left, and you remind me to refill, rest, refuel to restoration, your hands putting me to peace, and a place with compassion, with a passion pursued, imbued essence of love. You, I can't get enough of. And I'm beginning to understand. Trust my heart. Seeds planted. Is pushing past the deep dark of dirt to blossom. The sweet spouting, removing the mind's doubting. Into belief. That you want the best for me. You remind me. I burn my candle at both ends. Given until nothing left. You remind me to rest with you, for restoration in this place with compassion, passion, pursued, abused, essence of love. You know who I speak of. It's love. Our love. This love. Let's love. Love. And that's it.
Yo, that was a fire piece, yo. Fire piece. Yeah, she know who you speak of. We caught that. She know who you speak of. You know? What's up? Yeah. Love it, man.
That's one of the hardest subjects for me to write about.
Oh, no, I love writing about love, bro. As painful as it can be, as beautiful as it can be, man, I love writing about it.
I know, you know, most of the times, be like, yo, coin drip. I'm like, no, we're going to write these love poems, rock with them, do what we will. It's always time for drip, but we're going to do some love for now.
That's all good. So, Zing, what you think of it? Think of our brother's piece, man.
It kind of it reminded me of a song, a Prince song that is actually one of my. It is. You know what? It's my all time favorite Prince song. Anybody that knows the song "Call My Name," it reminded me of that. If you don't know the song, I strongly urge you to go look for it. If you do know it, well, now you know. Now you know what I thought about it.
You know, we over here in Epiphany Ray universe, we know all about Prince. Even though he's light-skinned, we love him.
On that note, I'm going to have another drink.
We definitely rock over here. Now, we're all music kids over here. Matter of fact,
for sure.
Stay out my playlist, man, because I'm about to update my playlist.
I've already deleted my whole playlist for my show. Great, upload all new stuff.
I'm about to upgrade crazy on you. You ain't even gonna understand what happened.
Upgrade. Delete all 3, 4, 5 pages of that stuff. Put new stuff in there. Anyway, hey,
listen, I've been putting new stuff in there. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've been thinking about, that's why I'm sure.
I've been telling y'all to clean it up. Clean it up. Hey, but let everybody know what you got on Epiphany, bro. Let everybody know. No, we're not going to get into that on the air, bro.
I got you. Funny. Hilarious. All right. All right, so let's do it like this. You know. This Tuesday night on the Epiphany Radio Universe, we present to you Fly Speak Open Mic. With the best in poets, poems, and performance will be heard here on the For Real Entertainment Network. And this month, we are featuring the queen of erotic poetry, Jason Long, along with Mr. Yes Lord, Mitch You Better, Ooh, Walking Erotica. Join us for a night of incredible erotic passion and words. First time off last week. It's going to be an amazing show. And if you've not heard either one, believe you me, you're missing out on something super and uber incredible, absolutely fantastic and beautiful. And it only happens here on the Very Ready Universe. We encourage you to take your socks off. Oh, baby, baby.
All right, bro. Can't wait. you over to the study hall. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show.
Wait, what happened to the bar? We don't go to the bar no more? What happened? No dancing?
This is Cram Session. This is a whole new show.
My bad.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know where you've been. Pay attention. Now, get to the study hall.
Listen.
One love, one mic, bro.
I'm talking to you, show me your hands. So, all right, fuck
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave Ketchum this coming Tuesday. Fly speak open mic. Next up, bro, we got Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Jess J. Gina show on every other Saturday. We got Jess J. is in the building. What's good with you, Jess J.?
Man, I've been sitting up here chilling and vibing with y'all, man. Y'all got a good show tonight. I'm liking how this is formulate.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, glad to have you aboard, sir.
Thank you. Like, I appreciate you, man. It's an honor and a privilege to be a part, man.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Up until you showed up, brother, we was the new kids on the block, so I guess all the hazing get passed down to you then, sir. I campaigned for you, brother. I said, we got to have this guy here. Anybody? No, we got to have this guy here.
Right.
Oh, man.
So, do you have a question?
What are we doing tonight?
Oh, it's whatever. It's open mic, man. Whatever's on your mind, spit it.
Man.
And before you do that, do you have a question for the feature Souls Ink Pen tonight?
What type of board are you, sir?
I'm a little bit of everything. I do erotica. I do love poetry a lot. I do self-medicating poetry. I write shit for my kids. I write shit to motivate kids. I'm a little all over the place, but in everything that I do, I'm proficient. At least I try to be.
My man. Glad to have you aboard, brother.
I'm glad to be here, man. I'm blessed to be here, man. Thank you.
Yeah, ain't nothing like
real.
Have the rich history, the whole nine.
What was that?
Epiphany has a rich history, the whole nine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was a guy named West Coast I used to spit on his show back in the day, a couple years back. I want to say about 2018, something like that. But this is by far, matter of fact, Metaphoria had a show, too, that I used to listen to. Those two shows are by far I love them. I love, man, the energy. It's always there, and I truly appreciate being brought on as a feature. It came as a surprise, man. Nah, I just hope I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Man, you know how the family has a way of going ahead and carrying each other, man, to make sure that happens, and it's a seamless transition, bro. You got this all day. I'm hearing the way that everybody's gathering around you. You're good, brother.
I appreciate
All right.
that. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And I believe Metaphoria's show back in the day was Wolf Hours in the Den. Him and Mouthpiece, Pretty Paws, Racy Rest in Peace every Thursday night. Wolf Hours went hard, man. 3-4 hours, nothing but raw poetry. Loved it. Loved it.
Yeah, we've all
blessed that show, man. Without question. Just Jay, what you got for us tonight, bro?
I'm getting myself ready. I'm supposed to be doing this sensual show or something next month. Still working the details on that, but I'm going to go ahead and get a sensual piece off.
Mike, is you.
Appreciate you, brothers. This was a prompt piece. The prompts were identity, treachery, prolific, resonant, smitten, ecstasy, fulmination. Somebody got their mic open, too. It's banging around. Her identity was assassinated by the treachery of her kitty's desire to be smitten, by the electricity of ecstasy. Her search for resonance was actually a string in search of a bow, looking to be pulled tight and plucked, if only for one night. She wanted to hear tales of heroic excellence laced with words of itself magnificence, and when it came to craft, she knew that no one could hand-deliver it like grapes into a hungry ear better than he. How could she form a fulmination? How could she resist to put up a protest when mentally he rubs her breast with the breath of his conversation? He babble. Her brook trickles. And she says it's worth her weeks of lament, because she knows tonight she will get no gent. And most likely she'll be driven like a rental by the foot of Grendel. Not even a hummingbird's wings and beats could hold a candle. When her pants are hardly audible. She has become a music instrument, and tonight this bow could hear the music. And even when the levee busted, the waters did not rush, but they slowly engulfed everything that they touched, because her soft melodic pants, shortness of breath, was tied to her waters, and she did not wish to extinguish his wick or have it flare out of control. So she cooled in his ear like a dove just out of sight, because for once, she just wanted to make love. And her cooing calmed his inner beast with a sweet ballad, while she unconsciously held at bay his savage instincts. With all her neurons firing, follicles perspiring, she's in another world. Her pheromones hung heavy in the air like nose candy, eating away his inhibitions and her migraine, making him squeal like a rusty cock, high up atop a wind vane, his vane, twisting in her lightning in the middle of the rain. She's trapped in a grand mal storm. He plants his flag deep, staking her clam, whilst he kisses her deep from her head to her feet. And we'll see what water that perspiration brings as the geyser throat swells and spills as if upside down it goes into the sky, dead into her inner space, till the lawn is soggy. You see, tonight is only the first act in this experience, because the snow that blows, the milky precipitation that covers the blemishes that meanders down the stream, and a slow motion running down and impacting her well with life. And a child breathes. Poem.
Bro, let me go to the feature.
Damn.
First. So is Ink Pen.
That's all I can think of too.
Damn. I'll pass it to Legend, because fuck my life. Man, no. Nope. Dude, man, I'm a loquacious dude. I'm a very loquacious fellow. I talk a lot. Sometimes
I'm a Libra.
That just means I talk a lot. I'm that dude that talks a lot. It's not too many people that can spit some shit and make me quiet.
Mm.
That
appreciate you,
fresh.
Bro. Because I heard you the
shit,
other day.
I'm like, I'm sitting
has a
here like.
Taste of race on it.
You said what? Well, you
I
said the levees broke,
the
but they didn't rush, but the waters touched everything. Man.
Bruh.
Just grabbing that cream.
Yeah, I caught that. I caught the whole, yep. Caught that. This motherfucker, this dude.
Nah, you good, bro.
This dude said, but I don't know how everybody react to my, I apologize. This man said, the levees broke, but the waters didn't rush, but they touched every, listen here, dude. And then a baby came for, man. Like, who authorized this? Like, shit.
Fair exchange, no robbery, sir.
This dude wrote a whole ass. The love and disrespect of Hurricane Katrina. And then a baby came for it.
Monster, he's a monster.
I did throw levees in it.
Amen. I commend you.
Thanks, bro.
You probably got like 50 kids.
No, just 30.
I'm sorry.
Just going up by the minute, apparently.
That was a dope piece. Man.
Thank you, brother.
Wow, thank you. Like, it's hype, some heat tonight, man. I know I'm pushing my pen. Like, man, I love it.
Yeah, likewise. And just Jay gonna come here, man. Listen, I said this to him before after hearing a couple of his pieces. But, bro, the way that you are writing now, you sound like this era's Shakespeare. So hear me when I say that. Shakespeare was a different kind of person, bro. And he wrote differently than how everybody else was writing. And you write differently how everybody else writes, and you captivate with storytelling, with these powerful metaphorical lines laced with truth, like, yo, that could actually happen. Piece of fire, bro. You keep shocking, bro. You keep doing it, man. Don't stop.
But you know, I'm sharpening my teeth here, man, over what you're doing right now. This is where I got my teeth sharpened at, right here. On the get down when you and J Rob, man. So I appreciate you. And when Pharrell had his show, man. I mean, Pharrell was about this whole show, talking to me about process, the whole nine, man. So I'm indebted to Epiphany in a lot of different ways, brother.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, man. And you know what, man? I got to tell you, man, over the years, man, when we've told you something about your craft and about your ink, you've adjusted and you adapted and you switched. You listen. And
listening to y'all spit too, man.
Craft. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So, hey, man, you doing it, bro. Congratulations to all you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you, brother.
It ain't over, bro. It ain't over.
Hey,
bro, let everybody
over.
Know what you... It ain't over, man. It ain't over. Let everybody know what you got going on, man, before we get you to the study hall, because we got one more poet to get to, and then I think we're going to close hearing one more piece from our feature, man, because we got to do them justice. We got to hear another piece. But let everybody know what you got going on.
Man, me and Gina Storm, we have not this Saturday coming up, but the following Saturday, we're going to bring in Frequency from the Small House of Poetry in here. Frequency then went nuts. He then went mad. This dude's poetry is so good. It's ridiculous. It's just a matter of time before people be calling this man to fly him to different countries and all the rest of that type of jazz. But we're going to have him in here, not this Saturday coming up, but next Saturday. Me and Gina Storm will be interviewing our brother Frequency, a.k.a. Abraham Buddy. He does our videos too for Small House. Dude is getting off the hook with that. Everything he's been touching since he's been over there with us, man, it has been becoming gold. We want to go ahead and elevate our brother in the best way that we can and in the most honorable way that we can. We're going to go ahead and let him do his thing, let him go nuts. And then from there, we know we have the Small House of Poetry over there on Clubhouse. I'm the founder of that. On Saturday, we have the kitchen. Like I said, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. On Sunday, we do our interviews in there as well. Come check us out. And when we're not doing interviews in there, we're sitting there listening to your poetry. We're breaking down your poetry the way you want it to. If you want us to just take a surface listen, we'll just take a surface listen. If you want us to take a deep dive, we'll take a deep dive. If you say tear this poem to bits, we will tear that poem to bits for you. Come over there and check us out in the living room. That's at 6 Central, 7 Eastern, only on Clubhouse, Small House of Poetry. Monday, we have the Darling. The AM Drive is a radio station that we do over there. We have different segments that come up. We have the What Say You. It's a catch-22 type of deal where there are no right answers. It's just about your character, your moral, and you go ahead and tell us how you would deal with the situation. The topic of the day can be anything from sharing new photos to cybersecurity to looking out for our children. You know, we cross the whole gambit. I do the weather there, the how in the hell is the weather where you at, and Scott Harrell from Partners in Rhyme, he comes over there and he does the what's in your cup. Gina does the Black Facts 365. Gina Storm does the Black Facts 365. So, yeah, that's it from us, man. We're really getting amped up with this thing over here, man. We appreciate the opportunity that you guys have given us. We appreciate the autonomy that you guys have given us to go ahead and do what we want to go ahead and do with it, man. You guys have been so instrumental in our growth over here. I'm becoming more and more indebted to you guys by the day. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, man. Absolutely, and thank you for being consistent, man. And always being there for the community. So now we'll get you over to the study hall. One love, one mic, and take your socks off. Ladies and gentlemen, Just Jay, you can catch him next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Because this Saturday will be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. So, Just Jay, one love, one mic, bro.
Much love.
One love, one mic.
Take care, Graham.
No.
All right. Next up on the mic, we got area code 571. Welcome to Cram Sessions. Who do we have on the mic?
Yo, go, brother.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the go, brother.
You know what? Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all, all y'all doing, man? I'm just happy, you know. Man, I threw a storm. And it's like I'm happy I went through it. I tell you what, fan means a lot. Poet means a lot to me, man. You know what I mean? Because he tells me, he don't tell me what I want to hear. He tells me what I need to hear. And since I listen to him, my approach for truck driving has been different. You need people like that. You don't need people who pacify you. You need people who will tell you like it is.
Hey, man, that's the only way I know how to be,
bro. I do have a question.
But, yes, the feature.
I got another beloved for you, man. But I got a question for you from the feature. When did you fall in love with poetry?
That's
for everybody.
When I fell in love with poetry is when I realized that I could write other people's emotions. When I realized I could manipulate the audience to bend to my will, make them cry, make them laugh, and I could write somebody else's life. I was about 23.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to hear. You know, I want to hear from the feature first, but I like to hear. I like to hear everybody's answer. Like the queen with that sexy voice, that queen. She came on here. I wanted to hear everybody. How did you made y'all fall in love with poetry?
I fell in love with poetry when I, like I said earlier, with my mother, the gift she gave me as a poem, and I realized that words can really touch you in a different way. Like to this day, I still feel like of everything that my mother's done for me, that frame with those seven sentences that she somehow made work using each letter of my first name meant more to me than anything that I've ever received from her. And that's when I knew that this is something that I wanted to do, something that I fell in love with, and it's been a ride ever since.
You poet?
Yeah, I fell in love with poetry, man, when I realized that I could just be me. And poetry loved me back. You know, it's one thing, you know, because a lot of people in the world today hide behind social media, hide behind a computer screen, hide behind that phone screen, and they're not really who they say they are. But poetry will expose you. And just like Soul Zinc Pen said, man, it'll make you go through emotions that sometimes you didn't even know you had. Poetry, I fell in love with her, man, because she loved me for me. I don't have to hide who I am for her. I just be who I am.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about me, I fell in love. I heard this poem that you have been on my street. I didn't have the for a long time, I would not freestyle poetry until I interacted with King Kasu because I was so scared to mess up. But that's what I needed to do, mess up. You know, the thing that people would tell me, nobody knows that you messed up unless you say, I'm sorry, I messed up. You keep it going. And that's how you grow. You grow by messing up sometimes. And you get better and better. You don't say, I'm sorry. No, you keep it moving. Don't let people know that you messed up.
Right.
You know? Just keep going. You know, so yeah, it changed me from. I still write, but it changed me from. You have a bill on my street, and then interacting with King Kasu really gave me changed the way I do poetry. My brother forever.
What piece
so,
you want
to
what piece you want to do tonight? Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to do a freestyle tonight. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't write anything. All right, so.
Mike is yours, bro.
All right, it's a freestyle called I Was Born to Fight. In my chains, in my life, in my words, in my insight, if I can hold to a different type of flight, see, I have the type of appetite that I will not even lose. See, sometimes when days when I felt like I was confused, I felt like in the cold, in a different type of episode, when I was just traveling on the road, on the bus, it's more to discuss. See, I am. And my words and permitting, making my voice so clear. I was born to be a fighter. I cannot take a loss and taking these days when it seems like a false and seems like my life is living out in the exhaust. Can you feel my pain? Can you feel the change? Can you feel the ways that I rearrange and just doing my thing?
see, I was at that point sleeping in the truck. Felt like I had no luck. Felt like I was stuck. Who can I trust? Who can I live? When it felt like it wasn't a plus, it was a minus, but I'm trying to leave this type of thing behind myself and trying to get some type of help, and nobody has any money. Why would you come with no money, no nothing, nothing but a bag of a mustard seed? It seems like when you felt like you could be just so weak. Do you have any money, man? I'm hurting right now, man. Do you have anything? No, we don't have any money, man. Why you come here? I came here for a job, but you came here unprepared. That means that my whole life has been repaired. That means that a different code has been declared. That means that I have been more aware. Now I changed my life. Therefore, I've been a fighter. I've been in the life of a change. I've been in the life of a storm that I perform. I've been in the life that keeps coming hard and hard, and I take charge, and I'm not going to go ahead and give up. I live up my dream, my self-esteem. If you know what I mean, I'm like a machine. Now I'm stepping on a different scene. Now I go to Lyft. Now I go to Uber. Now I go to another truck driving job. You see the pattern? You can see the rings like if it was Saturn. You can see that I'm not going to lose in this game. And let me explain, I have more to gain. I lost it all before I gained it all, and I still stand tall. While my whole life was against the wall, and I go for it all because I've been a fighter. I am a fighter. I'll always be a fighter. And no sign of weakness, but only the strength in every word that I say. Miss Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine. Can you get his in them all in, pipe and dry?
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. Soul Zinc Pen, man. What you think, bro?
Rarely have I ever heard a freestyle that made me say damn. But damn, you incorporated truck driving, which I've done. I used to drive for Warner Enterprises. I mean, it's nothing like grabbing them gears. You incorporate.
Oh yeah, you like the old school.
Oh, yeah.
Your old
oh, yeah.
school truck driver.
Oh yeah.
I hear you, player.
Anybody driving a Pro Style with a smile on their face is a liar. It's nothing like it. And you incorporated that into life. And I like the analogy. It's fresh.
Thank you,
Paul.
Thank you,
Paul Cram, the poet, the king.
Freestyling a poem to me is one of the most talented things you can do. I can't freestyle a poem to save my life. I can barely remember the stuff that I write, let alone just coming off the top of my head. And for you to be able to do that and still the whole poem makes sense, and it was just such a wonderful piece, man. Like, I love to hear you spit. This is not my first time listening to you. I try to listen to you every chance I get. I even remember before the shows you used to be on, man. Like, matter of fact, I think I even remember you calling on Black Satin, bro. He was like, it was just,
you've
been a beast. So it's like, I loved it. I always love listening to you.
Oh, thank you, man. Y'all dope. Come on. Oh, y'all dope too, man. I've been listening to y'all for years. It's the same thing. I've been listening to y'all. I told a poet that we are celebrities in our own community.
Appreciate that, bro.
I dig it.
Again, man, dope spit, man. Freestylist, my go-go brother from the East Coast, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, coming through, blazing the mic. Hey, man, we appreciate you, man. We'll get you over to the study hall. Dynamic freestyle as always,
thank you, man.
Bro.
I appreciate you, man, being real with me and what I need to do, you know, when I go out of town, just be better prepared. It's not that you don't want that type of job. Don't be anxious. Be better prepared, and that's what you told me, man. You always, and I can see it. I can feel the love in your voice for just being real, because that's who you are. You know what I mean? Since I started talking to you, man, I never felt that you were discontinuous. You always you let people grow. And people had to fall flat before they had to lose it all before they could gain it all. And I'm telling you, I got a new truck driver job. I'm about to go Lyft, and I'm about to go to Uber for security blanket, so I can be better prepared when I go out of town. You know, something goes left. You know what I mean? So I learned a lot. I learned a lot through my storm.
Good, bro. Good, bro. I'm going to keep lifting you up, bro. And we'll wrap soon. But we're going to get you over to the study hall, man. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
Yeah, I got some bottles over there.
Yeah, there's something over there. I'm over there. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Hey, man, y'all in for a treat. Souls Inc. Pin, you in for a treat, my brother. We got one more caller who happens to be the CEO of this network. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you, for real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox. Baby.
Sha-na-na-bo-sha. What it do? What it do?
What it do?
What's up, fellas?
What it do, bro?
What's
what
going
do?
On?
Good.
Hey, shout out to the featured poet tonight, the brother is Dynamite. Plus, you know David Mott, but I ain't going to hold that against him. But so I salute you, my brother.
I appreciate that, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you for starting such an illustrious venture, for having the gumption to go forward with a venture such as this and allowing it to spread its wings on its own. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, and also congratulations to my brother Paul Cram, man, on his first night of his doing his show, man. Congratulations, Paul.
Thank you, yeah. Man. The opportunity is amazing, and I appreciate the opportunity. And I'll be hitting you up real soon because I need some more raw links.
I got you, man. Hey, shout out to my little brother, Van Meadows, a.k.a. station manager, for the first time I heard his voice since he got married. You know what I'm saying? Glad your wife left you outside today.
Yeah, y'all got jokes, boy. Y'all got a lot of jokes, boy, I tell you.
Hold on, y'all.
You got
doing?
A lot of jokes. You see how Souls Inc. came, man. See how you do me, man? Bro, you see they on me, man. Jeez.
Hey,
brother,
man.
I'm trying to get some things together.
Listen,
take some time.
You trying to get me in trouble by bringing my name into it. I'm just a feature. You see how they do me? You see how they? You ain't throwing me under the bus. Negative Ghost Rider. That dog gonna hunt.
Right. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. He's at the plantation. You got to get a brother a minute. He's at the plantation. He's got some things he got to take care of.
All right. Come on, put your hand down. I'm good.
Okay, well,
I might get fired tonight, man, because I was listening to the show, man, and I was so upset that I couldn't come in here and salute my brothers. That means all of y'all, you know, the feature and the host. And I'm listening, I'm hype as hell, and I can't come in here because I'm sitting with a patient for safety purposes trying to pull his trait collar out. So I'm just taking a chance, you know, but I had a need to come in here, y'all. but I'm good right now, man.
Appreciate you, bro. You wanna? You got a question for the feature, bro, or you want to spit?
Man, I'm just saying, man. How is it getting along with David Mott? Is he as tall as he claimed to be?
Man, listen, that short ass dude. He just got a tall complex.
and a long neck.
Oh man, don't let the deep voice fool you. He like 5'2". He ain't got no knees. His neck don't exist. He like 5'. The only thing he got going for him is he got ice blue eyes. Ooh, any white person, I mean, we girl got that.
Elder Barge. I call him Elder Barge when he had the long hair. Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's all I got for him.
He didn't have no knees.
He's gonna come back here in just a minute. Watch. He heard what I said. He's gonna be like, "All right, now, motherfucker."
You know, you know how you do. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Are you able to spit or you cannot?
I'm going to try to spit something, man. This is the part that's going to get me fired. I got doctors and nurses outside the room I'm in, but I'm going to try to do this. Can you hear me pretty well?
We can.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I ain't going to be able to put the emphasis in it like I would normally do, but I'm going to do something old for y'all, you know, very old. And I don't know if I should get a name or not, or should I just go in?
Just go in.
All right, then. Whenever y'all ready.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. This is dedicated to all the young men who never got a chance to put time dead to the streets due to police brutality and their legalized killings. No more rope. I say, one of them for each one of our sons, white citizens standing their ground, increasing the amount of black souls. Every place is starting to look like Florida. Another killer is a law they keep passing, premeditating clauses set to laws they keep drafting. No need to put his on. KKK sheets are replaced by police badges. Another black law. More grieving. Put your hand up. More grieving. Did you vote? Nope. Dressed in blue, protect and serve. No. In the hood, there's a purge. By the authorities out of control with that animalistic urge causing all this senseless bleeding. Even so, the laws that they use to protect themselves are the very new laws used to condemn us. Did you vote? Yes, I did. But they still killing us, though. Never including us. Doesn't work for us. Usually doesn't. USA lazy motherfuckers brought us here, sold us and bought us here. Now we free, but how free is free when there's no more use for us here? In this America, man in blue protecting us, they are the same ones, one by one, who are killing us. But there shall come a time, maybe when we get tired of watching TV and the many distractions, we'll have no choice but to pick up a gun. Then, one by one of them for each one of our sons. Streets are bleeding, black Americans. Black mothers are grieving, and before the tears dry, another one dies from the cradle to the grave. On camera, his hands were raised. A candy bar. House keys, anything, everything must stinking for a gun. Unjust. Another one. Just another memory put to sleep another black youth blood in the streets. Yesterday's fields full of people picking cotton. They had a lot of rope, yo. And we hung in them fields, though. But today to our people it seems like all that shit is forgotten. And it's so real. License to kill a nigga. Applications can be found on Capitol Hill. Born in a world running empty on hope. Strikes against us marked from birth. No more rope. But they're still lynching us, though. No more rope.
but they still lynching us. They killing us. Body bagging us, but I break through the body bags, excuse the toe tags, breathing. Breathing, breathing through paper, leading papers when I take my socks off. I get traction. I can breathe. I'm like Wolverine. Fuck these old boys behind the wheel of the USA political machine. Oppressing us. Overtaxing us. Putting shit in the air over the hood. Polluting, physically uprooting us. Chemically and genetically poisoning us. Killing us. Slowly. AIDS been here forever. Now here comes Ebola. Let a motherfucker sneeze. If you're white, they'll save your life. If you're black, the plan is to slash your neck. But in the end, we be blackened, pigmented, sun protected. Every shit on this planet we invented, and you can't stand it, thieves. You've stolen everything, and you got the nerve to look down, look to point the finger at me and my people. I take my socks off and burn your nostrils, rip out your tonsils, go Wolverine and dismantle your brain with the shank or my big toe. We get hostile. Grab a white one and whip him with my pistol. Ain't no more bleach in the black sheets. White sheets, KKK wearing badges, yo. But I'm going to tell you one more again. You're going to stop fucking with my people. But in the end, we gon' be here just like in the beginning, taking our righteous place and you and yours in that forbidden tree ranting, tempting in the form of that snake 18. Satan, I just took my socks off. Call me Morpheus. There can only be one. One of them for every one of our socks. New rules, new laws, shit held in confidence, classified. You don't even know what it is, yet you vote for it. Why? Well, classify this, America. Yes, my ass. And also this, and not just the tip, but fuck my whole damn oops. That's classified shit. Same stink disguise. I thank God for my eyes. I smell it. That same old shit smells like you're covered in it. And I wish you well. Take a bath. It smells like hell. And you really need to smell yourself. Instead, you choose to deny the smell. Hidden. What the hell? Did you think that I couldn't tell? Rednecks writing checks, racist to racist, huh? Raises on they pet chick paychecks while we living on minimum wages. Old fossils, old morals, life lynches, slave shippers, whippers of cotton pickers, animal fuckers, child molesters, wife swappers, Sodom and Gomorrah, Yuhau Hitler, and Hannibal Lecter. You gave birth to Charles Manson in this land. You brought us here, fucked us, and you better look down your nose and morally judge us. All you motherfuckers laid down with Caligula pervertus. Yet you morally look down on us, and you're the corruptors with your diseased mind. No more rope, but they still lynching us, though. But if only we would have stood our ground while they were lynching us, kidnapping, raping, and selling us. While they were beating and degrading us, killing us from the inside with tainted teachings, religious preachings, fake God worshiping in dark rooms in Washington. Room for the devil worshippers, fornicators, faith haters, self-serving, once made us call them master. But they be master haters. You get more punished for calling someone a faggot than for someone stabbing and raping your black mother. If you want to see the law, just kill a fucking dog. In a world run by thieves banished long ago who formed these colonies. Recreators of Sodom and Gomorrah and uncivilized, you want to call us? Born in a world running empty on hope. Strikes against us, marked from birth. No more rope, but they still lynching us, though. No more rope, but they still lynching us. But I'm still alive. And I just took my motherfucking socks off. Private owned prisons. Private owned prisons. Build a private owned prison. And put your motherfucking mother in it. No more rope.
every time I hear this piece, it gets better and better. But so think what you think of my brother's piece, bro.
Man, it's ironic that I was having this discussion yesterday, right? And the discussion was, you know, what people say, and I hate using the word nigga, but the motherfuckers walk around all day and say real nigga, real nigga, real nigga. I said, you know, it's funny. There's a lot of real niggas killing a lot of real niggas, but ain't nobody killing the people killing us. Huh.
Ooh.
Mm. How ironic.
Mm.
Amen. I'm like,
amen.
I'm like, you know, what happened to Trayvon's killer? He did commercials. He got a movie. He got shoe deals. He got blessed by the president. Blessed by the Pope. Literally blessed by the Pope. Absolved of his crimes. Absolved of his sins by the Pope. And real niggas are still killing other niggas. You know, other, you know, the black people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, well, you know. Yeah, they ain't got to, you know what? What I think about the poem, it comes with a lot. So the poem, fire. But when I tell you, it brings up a memory. I'm from Muskogee, Oklahoma. And in the 90s, if somebody black got killed by gun violence, the Ku Klux Klan would go to the funeral. Bullshit you not. Find out where the funeral was, and they'd be outside saying thank you. Take a sign. Bullshit you not. More times than I can count. So that poem right there.
Wow.
That poem right there pairs well with Killer Nigga Season. Both of them, back to back.
Wow.
Hey,
that shit,
man, that's deep.
Fire.
Thank you, my brother.
Paul Graham.
Man. Boss Man was in his bag. Like, Boss Man went completely beast mode with that one. When I heard you say no more ropes, but they still lynching us, though, that hit. Like, that hit. I totally feel that it's like they traded in certain things and still doing the same things to us, but like we're still sitting back and allowing it to happen, and it's just
exactly.
That's where the problem lies in. At like it's if we just stand up like all at once, we just stand up. Like it's hard to play the game when we decide to start playing the game. They can't play the game anymore if we don't participate in the game. Mm. That's a very powerful piece, man. Very powerful piece, Boss Man.
Hey, thank you, little brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Real the poet, man. You know how I feel about this piece, No More Rope, man. It's one of the dopest pieces I've ever heard, man. And thank you for reviving it and bringing it to us tonight, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, man. Appreciate you, man.
Anyway, let everybody know about these raw links,
yeah.
Man, where they can hit you up, man.
Hey, man. Well, you can check me out on Facebook right now at Raw Links B-Raw at Facebook.com. Hey, place an order. Just hit us up in our inbox. If you can't find it, just reach out to somebody that's a part of Epiphany Radio. And we got you. And what we got over there is precious gems, metals, stones, crystals, whatever you want to call it. But it's precious. And they got some healing benefits to them and qualities. And they look good from what I'm told. You know what I'm saying? So check us out at Facebook.com, y'all. Raw Links. Be raw. Why be average when you can be raw? A baby. Yeah,
baby, baby, baby.
Yeah,
all right, my brother. Stick around, enjoy the remainder of the show. Take your socks off, baby, baby,
baby, baby. I sure will, man. And congratulations,
one love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, y'all. Shaboy,
ladies and gentlemen, that is our CEO, Author Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet Douglas. Thank you, bro. Soul Zinc Pen. We're coming to the close of the show, brother, but we have to hear another piece from you. It's only right you be the feature. You shut us down tonight. So, my brother, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Again, thank y'all for having me as a feature, for seeing enough of me to be allowed to do something like this. Thank you so much. I'm actually going to give you a piece off of my EP titled, the EP is called Panty Droppers, A Book of Poetry, Volume 1. It's streaming on all social, on all streaming platforms. You can download it, stream it. Yeah, it's five pieces, but five impactful pieces. I'm going to give you the first one out of that called Here a While. Are you going to be here for a while? Because like Biggie said, I could call my crew, you could call your crew, and we could rendezvous at the bar around 2 unless you wanted to be just me and you. Sitting in a room with our love for deep conversation put on full display, I mean, picture this. You and I being watched by actual couples wishing they had what we have, and how the missus over there is staring at you all jealous because somehow her husband forgot how to make her laugh. The waitress brings our drinks. The music softly plays. I grab you by your hand and lead you to the front by the stage. We dance a dance that romance is made up of in movies and your crew. Well, they start to stare at how easily we seem to be moving, and they smile at your smile when all I want to do is groove with you, yeah. Want to groove with you. Groove with you. Our vibe is different. Our vibe is different, like two puzzle pieces with jagged edges that somehow just seem to fit. And we dance. We dance until the song ends. And I deliver a kiss to your frontal lobe, then deliver you back to your seat. And for a moment in time, I felt like I could be everything you need. And you, well, you were the very reason that I even write poetry. And to be honest, Trey Songz said it best when he said, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave, but I gotta go right now. But before I do, I want to give you my business card. And on it has everything in every way possible to get a hold of me, including my cell phone, in hopes that you text me. But until you do, you and I will live this moment in my mind's eye, because I will forever cherish this memory. Thank you for your time. In peace.
Fire, bro. Fire, bro.
My big bro. Make sure you post that link to where they can get that EP in on the event page, so that everybody can know where they can pop that off and go ahead and get that streaming for you, man. Get that going, because I definitely got to go listen to them. You know, I'm on my way to work anyway, so hey, that's something I can do when I'm supposed to be working. I'm not.
right.
Well, everybody, I'm glad for everybody who showed up and enjoyed the very first Crown Sessions that was presented by Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Thank you all for coming. I thank my brother Van for helping me out tonight. Thank you to Souls Inc. Fan for showing up and being our special pen. To the Study
thank
Music
you.
Artist of the Month, Seth May, Chico, and Jay Smooth, I thank you guys for submitting your music. If anybody has any music that they want to submit for a show in the future, just it's cramsessionpoetry@gmail.com. Next month, be on the lookout. We're going to have Poppy. Keynotes is going to be the feature. And Buddy Lee 318 will be the Study Music Artist of the Month. So be on the lookout, man. Epiphany, you already know how Epiphany go. They do big things, and proud to be a part of it. So I just want to tell everybody one more time, man, thank you for coming out. And I promise you I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next month. Love you. Keep your head up. Keep God first and do your thing. One mic, one love.
Amen. Thank y'all. One love.
One mic, one love. Peace.
Peace.